HarperTeen and Harper Audio present The Scarlet Veil by Shelby Mahurin, performed by Saskia Marleveld. For Wren, my sweet little bird. Part 1. Mieux vaut prévenir que guérir. It is better to prevent than to heal. Prologue. It is a curious thing, the scent of memory. It takes only a little to send us back in time. A trace of my mother's lavender oil, a hint of my father's pipe smoke. Each reminds me of childhood in its own strange way. My mother applied her oil every morning as she stared at her reflection, counting the new lines on her face. My father smoked his pipe when he received guests. They frightened him, I think, with their hollow eyes and quick hands. They certainly frightened me. But beeswax will always remind me of my sister. Like clockwork, Philippa would reach for her silver brush when our nursemaid, Evangeline, lit the candles each evening. The wicks would fill the nursery with the soft scent of honey as Philippa undid my braid, as she passed the boar bristles through my hair. As Evangeline settled into her favorite rose velvet chair and watched us warmly, her eyes crinkling in the misty purple light of dusk. The wind, crisp on that October night, rustled at the eaves, hesitating, lingering at the promise of a story. Mes choux, she murmured, stooping to retrieve her knitting needles from the basket beside her chair. Our family hound, Birdie, curled into an enormous ball at the hearth. Have I told you the story of Les Éternels? As always, Pip spoke first, leaning around my shoulder to frown at Evangeline. Equal parts suspicious and intrigued. The Eternal Ones? Yes, dear. Anticipation fluttered in my belly as I glanced at Pip, our faces mere inches apart. Golden specks still glinted on her cheeks from our portrait lesson that afternoon. They looked like freckles. Has she? My voice lacked Evangeline's lyrical grace, Philippa's firm resolve. I don't think she has. She definitely hasn't, Pip confirmed, deadly serious, before turning back to Evangeline. We should like to hear it, please. Evangeline arched a brow at her imperious tone. Is that so? Oh, please tell us, Evangeline. Forgetting myself entirely, I leapt to my slippered feet and clapped my hands together. Pip, 12 years old to my paltry 6, hastily snatched my nightgown, tugging me back to the armoire seat. Her small hands landed on my shoulders. Ladies do not shout, Celie. What would Père say? Heat crept into my cheeks as I folded my own hands in my lap, immediately contrite. Pretty is as pretty does. Exactly. She returned her attention to Evangeline, whose lips twitched as she fought a smile. Please tell us the story, Evangeline. We promise not to interrupt. Very good. With practiced ease, Evangeline slid her lithe fingers along the needles, weaving wool into a lovely scarf of petal pink, my favorite color. Pip's scarf, bright white like freshly fallen snow, already rested in the basket. Though you still have paint on your face, darling, be a lamb and wash for me, will you? She waited until Pippa finished scrubbing her cheeks before continuing. Right, then. Les Éternels. They're born in the ground, cold as bone, and just as strong, without heart or soul or mind, only impulse, only lust. She said the word with unexpected relish. The first one came to our kingdom from a faraway land, living in the shadows, spreading her sickness to the people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?